morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, July 2nd. You'll be interested to know. 61 years ago today, in 1964, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act into law, a landmark piece of legislation that outlawed discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. This pivotal act marked a significant victory for the American civil rights movement, ending segregation in public places and banning employment discrimination. It stands as a testament to the nation's commitment to equality and justice for all its citizens. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a slight chance of rain showers, and it feels like 75 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for a cloudy Wednesday with a slight chance of rain showers early on, before 11 a.m., and a high around 86, accompanied by a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 69. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be just before 11:30, with a high tide at 5:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies Thursday with a high near 90 and a light west wind. Independence Day looks great too, with highs around 83. Saturday brings mostly sunny conditions, highs near 84, and a low around 68 at night. Sunday heats up, reaching a high near 92, with partly cloudy nights. Lows will be in the low 70s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, hundreds of sanitation workers in the Boston area went on strike early Tuesday, affecting waste collection in over a dozen communities. Teamsters Local 25 announced that 450 workers commenced the strike amid ongoing contract negotiations with Republic Services. The union demands better wages, benefits, and labor protections, but the company remains unyielding. The strike impacts towns including Peabody, Manchester-by-the-Sea, and Revere. Teamsters General President Sean O'Brien expressed frustration, stating, "If your rubbish is piling up on the 4th of July, remember who's responsible for it." Residents are advised not to put out trash or recycling during this disruption. Now on to sports. The Milwaukee Bucks have made a shocking move by signing Miles Turner to a 4-year contract worth $107 million, replacing Brook Lopes as the rim protector next to Giannis Antetokounmpo. To create cap space, they waived Damian Lillard, opting to pay him $22.5 million annually over 5 years, instead of $113 million over 2 years. This decision has left the Bucks without a starting point guard and has raised concerns about their ability to compete. While Turner is a solid player, his fit and the long-term implications of this move remain questionable. In local sports, last night at Fenway Park, the Sox and Reds game was suspended with the score tied at 2-2. The Sox started strong with Anthony's double scoring Duran, and Narvaez's single bringing Anthony in, while McClain responded for Cincinnati by grounding out to score Benson. Raffi Devers and the Sox will resume play today at 2:30 p.m., eager to break the stalemate. And tonight, the Sox face the Reds at Fenway for the final game of this three-game series. Brian Bello, with a 3.41 earned run average, takes on Nick Martinez of the Reds, who holds a 4.12. First pitch is at 7:10, with clear skies and a cozy 82 degrees in Boston. In top news, in Scottsdale, Arizona, JSX is making waves with its promise of a private jet experience without the hassle of major airports. Arriving just 20 minutes before my flight to Las Vegas, I was surprised to find a quiet gate area with minimal amenities. However, the check-in process was refreshingly personal as an employee approached me directly. JSX boasts perks like free checked bags, in-flight drinks, and generous pet policies, but prices can be steep. My last-minute round-trip ticket cost $644, significantly higher than typical economy fares. JSX aims to provide a premium experience for travelers seeking convenience. In business news, MicroStrategy is making headlines with its latest Bitcoin purchase, which positions the company to soon exceed 600,000 tokens. Recently, it acquired 4,980 Bitcoins at an average price of $106,801 each, totaling approximately $531.5 million. Following this, shares rose 4.7% to $402 on Monday, despite Bitcoin's stable price. The company now holds nearly 600,000 digital tokens, valued at around $64 billion. Chairman Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate for Bitcoin, hinted at the acquisition on social media, emphasizing the long-term potential of these investments. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The U.S. Senate has passed President Trump's budget reconciliation bill, securing an additional $10 billion for NASA's Artemis program. This funding will support more Space Launch System rockets and the Gateway station orbiting the moon, a move criticized by SpaceX CEO Elon Musk and billionaire entrepreneur Jared Isaacman. Musk argues that the Space Launch System is overly costly and expendable, with production costs estimated at $2.5 billion per launch. Isaacman, during confirmation hearings, expressed skepticism about the long-term viability of the rocket. Nonetheless, Congress is moving forward with these initiatives, despite prior proposals to phase out the Space Launch System. And in entertainment news, ahead of the sequel to St. Elmo's Fire, Rob Lowe reflects on his favorite moment from the original film, calling it one of the most 1980s experiences. Lowe, who portrayed Billy Hicks in the iconic coming-of-age movie, highlighted the memorable scene of playing the saxophone in a bar, which he fondly embraces as a quintessential part of the era. While some elements of the film have not aged well, the nostalgia remains strong. As fans await the sequel, questions arise about whether Billy will still play the saxophone, a detail that could define the continuation of this beloved story. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Eric Hoffer. And he said, In times of change, learners inherit the earth, while the learned find themselves beautifully equipped to deal with a world that no longer exists. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.